This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis unveils his state spending cuts today. They're the final element of an ongoing effort to balance Colorado's budget. CPR's Benta Berklin has more.
Colorado lawmakers just wrapped up a special session to close part of the state's budget shortfall. Lawmakers eliminated some corporate tax benefits and dipped into the state's reserves. But they left it up to the governor to find several hundred million dollars in spending cuts. Democratic House Speaker Julie McCluskey says there will be tough decisions.
We all share a commitment to protecting public schools. We're going to be hard-pressed to avoid cuts in any one particular area. In my conversations so far with the Gov's team, they are turning over every rock.
McCluskey said the state will look at reduced spending for agencies while trying to protect vulnerable populations. The legislature's Joint Budget Committee will review the governor's cuts, but can't block them. I'm Benta Berklin, CPR News.
Speed was a leading factor in traffic deaths in Colorado last year. Now CDOT is launching the Colorado Speed Enforcement Program and expanding the use of traffic cameras. Starting on State Highway 119 between Golden and Longmont, drivers going 10 miles an hour or more over the speed limit will get an automatic $75 ticket. The program's expected to expand to other state highways and school zones. RTD has expanded its homelessness outreach team from one person in 2022 to four. The team connects with unhoused people to offer resources on mental health, addiction treatment, and access to shelter. RTD was the first transit agency in the country to have a mental health clinician work alongside its transit police. More rain possible this afternoon around Colorado Springs and across the metro area, and the chance for rain continues through the weekend. This is CPR News and KRCC.